WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter, topping our report at this hour. Now, the heat wave continues this afternoon in New Jersey and along the East Coast with temperatures in the 90s and high humidity. Unfortunately, this weather will prevail right through the July 4th holiday with high temperatures and humidity. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow will be along shortly to tell us when we can spell relief. And remember, you can get Dan's forecast at any time at nj1015.com. A collision between a pickup and a sedan killed two people and injured three others shortly afternoon in Toms River. The crash reported in the eastbound lanes of Route 37 at the entrance to the Riverwood Plaza Medical Complex. Two women in the sedan were killed and a third woman in the car transported in critical condition. An ATV accident in Millstone Township killed a man, seriously injured another. Police say they were riding around 2 a.m. Sunday when the vehicle crashed and they were ejected. 22-year-old Drew Bloodsworth died at the scene. A 21-year-old was rushed to a hospital. Police aren't sure who was driving. New Jersey legalized the less extreme fireworks about a year ago. Still, plenty of the big guns will make their way into the Garden State and get ignited by a bunch of amateurs in the next couple of days. Folks who've seen the consequences are begging you to be careful.
Make sure that the area is clear. That is one of the most important things that I can't stress enough. You know, make sure you're away from buildings. Make sure you're not going to shoot under a car.
David Kuras with the New Jersey Fire Sprinkler Advisory Board says roughly 1,300 structure fires occur nationally because of fireworks. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we profile some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. A 17-year-old from Medford Lakes is making a name for himself by turning his hobby, ancestry research, into an essentially full-time business.
Eric Schubert helps people discover their family trees, or if they'd rather do it themselves, he shares with them the best ways to parse out the data given to them by big-name sites like Ancestry.com. He also dabbles in adoption history research, and people can't quite believe he's doing it all so young.
My favorite thing is when people come to pick something up, and I open up the door, and they think I'm like the person's son or something. It's hilarious. People have no idea that I'm 17 for the most part. So I love kind of just shocking people with that.
Schubert's been researching since he was about 10, finding one of his grandmothers was adopted, and it's now his official business called ES Genealogy. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And if you have more good news about New Jersey, let us know at nj1015.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.